Without further ado, did you guys know, because again, crime is not just a black issue. Crime is not a white issue. It's not a Mexican issue. It's a issue in our culture, especially when we create the environment that is conducive for crime to continue to perpetuate. And this actor, his name is Johnny Wachter. He's considered a long time and a very, very good man, but he's also a daytime soap opera actor, and apparently he was killed while they were stealing his catalytic converter from his car in LA in the daytime. And so while we wait for Drew again, I definitely want to keep you guys up to date on what's going on in these streets. And without further ado, we're going to go ahead and break this down. Shout out to him though.
Now at 6, breaking news. Former General Hospital actor Johnny Wachter shot and killed by catalytic converter thieves in downtown L.A. Good evening, everyone. I'm Leslie Meddy.
And I'm Gio Insignares. Wachter was shot after police say he tried to stop the thieves on Hope Street and Pico Boulevard.
KCAL News reporter Nicole Comstock is live with the very latest, Nicole.
Well, the LAPD is not yet confirming his identity, but the actor's longtime agent, David Shaw, is saying not only was Wachter completely committed to his craft, but he set a real moral example to everyone he knew. So that's why he'll be leaving a hole behind in so many people's hearts forever.
When we were together, Sasha, I wasn't thinking about anything other than just you and me.
The brother of beloved soap opera star Johnny Wachter.
Y'all remember when Grandma and mama and all of them back in the day, I don't know how old y'all are, but back in the day, before we had all of these streaming services and stuff, and back in the 90s, they used to have soap operas. And actually, I had a really, really, really good friend wind up becoming a regular on a soap opera, and then he wind up going over into, what's that one where, like, Olivia Pope and whatever, he wind up being a regular on that, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And so his acting career was pretty dope. But I remember, you know, General Hospital and the Days of Our Lives and all of that stuff. I remember the soaps, and the soaps were basically what we see today. It's the same thing that Country Wayne is doing, but a whole nother version of it. But soap operas used to be a big thing in the daytime. I remember it, at least. I didn't even know that they were still on.
Tells us the 37-year-old was shot to death in downtown LA early Saturday morning, killed while trying to stop a catalytic converter theft in progress.
He, I guess, was seeing them do it in the act and was standing up for what he believed was right and, you know, protecting his vehicle and his car. And
so let me get this straight, because we actually talked about a version of this in Chicago, right? Last week, early last week, a man was basically shot when he surprisingly came outside and seen some other guys that was stealing his catalytic converter from the bottom of his car, right? And so I was like, man, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? This only happens in certain environments, and Chicago was out here bad, down bad. And so downtown LA is no better. It's absolutely no better. What do you do, regardless if you're famous or not, what do you do when you come outside and you see somebody actually breaking into your car, stealing your stuff, taking your catalytic converter, breaking into your crib? Because it seems like the culture that we've created today is saying, hey, run away. Don't confront them. If you wind up shooting at them, then you actually complicit and you're going to go to jail as a result of it. And so he confronts them and he said, hey, guys, don't steal my catalytic converter. That's my car. I'm not even trying to be a good Samaritan. I'm just trying to get home. And then he has to lose his life because of it. And these liberal cities have become such dumps, literal dumps, that they can't even park downtown, come outside, see somebody is stealing from them, and then the person that's stealing wind up shooting you at the same time.
He was being brave, and it, you know, you never anticipate someone would kill someone for that.
Tessa Farrell says Wachter was her friend and former fiance, that he moved to LA from South Carolina to follow his dreams and accomplish them. as a main character named Brando Corbin on General Hospital, where he filmed 164 episodes between 2020 and 2022. The LAPD says investigators are still searching for three male suspects in connection with the fatal shooting. And right now, they're not releasing a description of them or how they got away. But Tessa says Wachter's co-workers at a downtown L.A. bar were witnesses to the attack. She says she hopes this killing shines a light on violent crime occurring in L.A.
So I will actually always think of him as this spirit that loved to celebrate life and be alive and push the limits of experience and be. He was an amazing actor. He was really funny.
Shaul says Wachter was survived by his mother and two brothers. If you have any information about the shooting, you can contact the LAPD and report it anonymously.
Now, listen, now you know no snitching is in effect, that we don't believe in telling on people. I'm sorry, where is Drew at? I don't see him in the back. I'll give him a little bit. I'll give him to the end of this particular segment for Drew to not slide out the back door, for him to get his just as active in real life on the live stream as he was inside of the chat. Because chat lives matters also. Let's get another angle of this whole situation and see what's going on.
Thanks, Holly. Police are searching for the suspects involved in the murder of General Hospital actor Johnny Wachter.
He was shot and killed leaving work in downtown L.A. while trying to stop a catalytic converter theft. We did speak with his mother over the weekend. NBC4's Lauren Coronado is live in downtown L.A. with more of that interview and also the latest details on the investigation. Lauren.
Lynette, John, good morning. I just got off the phone with the LAPD, who tell me, unfortunately, no arrests have been made. The search continues for the person responsible. And the shooting, the deadly shooting, it happened right here near the corner of Pico and Hope, not far.
Looked like a sketchy area to me. Y'all not going to sit here and convince me that all of these major cities is just awesome and everybody want to move to downtown LA and all of that. Man, miss me with that nonsense. Looked like trash. To me.
From Crypto.com Arena, according to the LAPD, three men appeared to have been trying to steal a catalytic converter when the owner.
Three men are stealing a catalytic converter in downtown L.A. That's crazy, bro.
The car, who family has identified as 37-year-old Johnny Wachter, unintentionally stopped them. Our team spoke with his mother, Scarlett Wachter, over the phone, who tells us her son had just wrapped up a bartending shift not far from LA Live when he was walking with a coworker and noticed people surrounding his.
Wait. So he was tapped out. So, well, this is another wrinkle in it that we wasn't expecting. And this has nothing to do with the crime itself. Because we definitely want to say rest in peace, and there's no reason in the world why this man should have his life taken after they tried to steal something from his car. But he was a bartender. This is what this is saying. Let me rewind that just to make sure that we got it right.
Over the phone, who tells us her son had just wrapped up a bartending shift not far from LA Live when he was walking with a coworker and noticed people surrounding his car. Scarlett says she believes.
So. I'm not work shaming this man because I actually stand for that. I think that we're all just regular people. And whether you acting out here on General Hospital shooting 160 episodes and you're trying to continue to further your career, and or you just a regular guy that's a bartender, he just so happened to be both. So if you want to see any of your favorite bartenders or your favorite actors, you can probably go over to LA, and if you're in a local bar, you can say, I remember you on General Hospital. But this is a regular, everyday guy. He's a regular, everyday guy. Finished his bartending shift. Probably going to go to an audition over the weekend. Seeing them steal his catalytic converter off the bottom of his car. I said, hey, guys. Hey. Don't steal the catalytic converter from my car. Pow, pow, pow. And that's the end of him. Dude was on a hustle. He was on a grind. He was feeding himself. He was taking care of business. He was making sure that he had enough money in order to pay the bills. I'm not tripping off that. I actually love that. I support that. I support the fact that he not letting no bags go, and no matter what he doing, he making sure that he leverages time effectively. Had just finished working, and you look, it's nothing more disheartening than a working man getting his stuff stolen and then killed as a result of noticing you stealing his stuff. That's crazy to me.
Johnny thought the car was getting towed. When he approached, one of the men shot and killed Wachter, then took off.
I actually could understand if Johnny was going at him, trying to stop him, and there was a tussle. I don't understand what a senseless coward act. They really took somebody that was very loved and cherished, and we're going to miss him a lot.
A familiar face and loved by many, Wachter started his acting career here in L.A. about 17 years ago. He may be best known for his role as Brando Corbin on General Hospital from 2020 to 2022. He would have turned 38 in August. It's still not clear who the person behind the shooting is. In fact, there is no description for the people involved. We are talking with the LAPD, working to gather more information, and we'll bring you another live update at 6:55.
I'm still waiting on Drew, so we're going to hold on for a little bit longer.
Heartbreak across the soap opera world tonight after former General Hospital star Johnny Wachter was shot and killed. Wachter came upon a group of thieves stealing his catalytic converter. One of them pulled out a gun and opened fire.
Somebody said, I don't understand why he wasn't armed in 2024 as an American war zone. Well, I'm not sure if he thought that him thinking that a tow truck was actually trying to mistakenly tow his car. And so he was like, hey, like, nope, look. Nobody is expecting to be getting shot as a result of thinking that your car is getting towed and there's really three people that's stealing your catalytic converter. And they just, you know, in a panic, don't think about your life and they just go to take your life. Like, nobody wake up in the morning and say, ah, I might die today. Like, that's not what happens. I absolutely hated that I had to go and get a pistol when I went and got my first pistol as a result of opening up and having to be there on a regular basis as far as seeing what's going on at the restaurant. I hated it. I hated the fact that I had to participate in this stupid, dumb society. Shout out to Matt Washington. Definitely going to be reading that super chat shortly. It's unfortunate because now his mother and his siblings, and he obviously was a responsible adult and he wasn't doing anything against the law. And that's messed up. It's absolutely messed up. So neither here nor there. Rest in peace, big dog. We hope that everything, hope that your family finds some kind of solace in what's going on, because it's bad out here in these streets.